I always heard it coming back. Yeah. Everyone said like, oh, I regret, I didn't do this. I have no regrets. I truly don't, because I went all in from the jump on everything that I did. And that would be like my advice to young players is, is do, especially with, you know, NIL and everyone's allowing everybody to be creative now. Just do what you want to do, man. Because it's too short of a life just to live by the social norms. Yeah. You know, if you want to do something, you know, in theater, go do something in theater. If you want to do something in band, do something in band. If you want to do sports, do sports.
If you want to start a business, start a business.
If you want to start a business, then start a business or join up with Limitless NIL.
Or just join it.
The number one, you know, tight end in the country.
Adam Brenneman, tight end, Cedar Cliff.
And then popped up.
Touchdown, Adam Brenneman, a 14-yard strike.
What's up, guys? Welcome into Brenneman Shows Up. I'm Adam Brenneman. We're here in State College, Pennsylvania, my old stomping grounds, Penn State's campus. Going to talk to Penn State star quarterback Sean Clifford. He's been in the headlines this week for a lot of reasons, mainly because he just started his own NIL company. Going to help market players. We're going to talk to him about that and a lot more on this interview. You're not going to want to miss it. Let's go talk to him right now. Yeah, no, it's a nice setup. Liam set it up for us. Shout out Liam Clifford, out Liam, your brother, Clifford, for setting this whole thing up.
Yeah.
So. You shot me a DM the other day about your NIL company. So, and my first thought was, dude, I need to get Sean on the podcast, man.
It's not a bad deal.
I'm glad you did that. Yeah. And then it was kind of funny because you're so big time now that you sent me to somebody else to schedule
podcast. Relax. See, that's not what we're going to do. he's been doing a great job.
That's how you know that you got things rolling. You kind of got scheduling. And
We got a good team. Yeah. We got a good team for sure.
So you're in the middle of spring ball right now. So how's spring ball going?
Great. I mean, just the experience of having an offense coordinator for 2 years in a row. I mean, I just haven't been able to do that here at Penn State yet. And now just being able to really, you know, dive into the playbook, master the playbook, instead of learning the terminology, learning the new stuff, it's all about mastery, which is, you know, what I've been missing for a few years now. Yeah. And it's really nice to just really dive into the tape from the year before, knowing those plays are going to be coming back, that terminology, the same coach. So it's been a great.
It really is crazy. I was telling you, I was doing videos earlier today, and I did one about this with you is, you haven't had a coordinator for 2 years in a row.
No, never.
Like every single spring ball, you were learning a new offense.
Yeah.
So is it like, it's got to be uncharted territory now. Like you actually are like hearing the same play two seasons in a row.
100%. And it's nice because, you know, the coaches are putting a lot of responsibility on my hands. You know, I've asked for it and they've been all for it. And you know, Coach Franklin, Coach Yurcich, have just been fantastic. You know, I've been meeting with them 24/7, you know, especially Coach Yurcich, just getting in his ear, making sure that, you know, I'm doing my part so that way the offense can you know, do what we need to do this year, especially in a second year, you know, OC. It needs to look different, and it will look different, so that's why you know, we're just excited.
What's Coach Yurcich like? You like him?
Fiery.
Yeah.
Fiery dude. But, yeah.
He doesn't take any shit, does he?
No, he doesn't. No, like, absolutely none. Like, from the minute that we get in the meeting, you know, now we still have fun, don't get me wrong, but, you know, Coach Yurcich is just one of those dudes who he'll get on you, which I love, honestly, just because, you know, I'm a passionate guy myself, so, you know, I love when that energy's matched.
Yeah.
But no, every single day, there's we make the most of our time.
He seems
That's
intense.
For sure.
He
That's
seems
for
intense.
Sure. Yeah, 100%.
He ever yell at you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you
What's
you
the worst
already
thing
know.
He said?
Things I would never say on this camera.
I love it.
Never.
I love it. No, that's always like the coordinator QB coach relationship
with
the
great.
QB.
Yeah. He really is great, though.
What's something like, now that you're going into your sixth year, like what do you really, like what is there to fine tune in your game? Like what are you trying to work on going into this last year?
I think that being able to take the next step in the second year, because like, although I'm so, like, I mean, I'm the oldest guy in college football, probably. I mean, I'm just either called spade to spade. No, I'll say it. I probably am.
Yeah.
But, you know, I haven't had that second year in the same offense.
Yeah.
And I'm just so excited to be able to do it this year. Just because, you know, Coach Yurcich's system is so good. Yeah. I know the plans. We've been through, you know, the Big Ten together now. Yeah. We know the, you know, what we're getting into. And just now allowing me to play more freely, it's been it's been a great spring so far.
I love it. I'm excited to see it, dude. Year two in the same offense.
For sure.
Finally. What I want to talk about just kind of like your life and let people get to know you and.
Yeah.
In a way they haven't seen before, like a dude from Ohio, like on the big stage at Penn State. Like, just talk to me through, like, talk about me, or talk about your high school career a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Like, just growing up in, you know, St. Xavier, right?
Yep. That's
so big time high school.
My brother and I both went to St. X.
Yeah.
You know, I remember my freshman year, I was just trying to get on the varsity team, whatever it may be. You know, I just wanted to get a shot.
You were playing JV?
Just to be there. So, I moved up to JV. Which was big for St. X because St. X, I remember how many were in our high school, like on the team. I think it was 120 on the freshman
school.
On the freshman team.
Yeah.
So it was, intense.
Yeah.
So we got moved. It was my buddy and I, Matt Bockhorst, who now is at Beacon Point, who my company works with.
Oh, really?
He's the middleman between everything. It all comes back together.
Yeah.
No, because that's part of our pitch is,
you
know, he had my blind side in high school. And now he's got my client's blind side.
That's sweet.
Now,
that's dope.
Which is cool. Yeah, exactly.
You did
it's
there.
A good little pitch, right?
Yeah, you just plugging Beacon Point already.
Shout out Beacon Point.
Yeah, I love it.
So Matt and I got moved up to JV with also another buddy of ours, Jeff Hopkins, who works for the Cincinnati Bengals now. Really great dude.
Yeah.
So we all got moved up together, and. You know, we battled through the JV year, played but I remember it was going into like the first week and the varsity, they didn't have a long snapper. And so, just wait. So Steve Specht comes down and he's like asking the head coaches of the JV team, hey, we need a long snapper. Like, who's your long snapper? And they're like, it's the JV team. We haven't decided what we're going to do. So I was like, I lean over. His name's Dan Haverkamp. I was like, Coach Haverkamp, like, I could probably snap. Like, I mean, it's just throwing under your legs. And he's like, dude, you're not snapping. What the hell are you talking about, right? So the next day, without asking, I just went up to varsity. And I just got out there early, like, put my pads on quick, went out there, started snapping. Turned out pretty good. Got the starting job there. Won the second string job. That year, like throughout the year, got to be the backup, ended up playing a game or two on varsity my freshman year, and then won the job my sophomore year.
That
was like kind of how it happened.
That's a long snapper.
I tell our long snappers all the time, I got mad respect for everybody because that was how
I made it
here. That, I mean, it all started with special teams, so it is cool.
What was the point during that high school career that you realized, like, I'm going to play Division I football? It obviously wasn't when you were long snapping.
No, it wasn't when I was long snapping. No, I was also like a buck 65, and I had no idea, what I was going to do. But I would say sophomore year, we were playing Cathedral at the Colts Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
In what's the stadium called? I forget what it's called.
Is it a lot?
It's the big dome.
Yeah.
It was Lucas Oil.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yep.
We were playing them there. It was a big game, national game. It was getting hyped up and everything. It's like week three, and we won, and I kind of balled out, and I was like, I can do this.
Yeah.
I could definitely
Did you
this.
Start getting calls right after the game?
Yeah. So I got offered. My first offer was I want to say it was Akron. It was Akron. It was
and you
after
probably thought
my,
that was like the coolest shit ever.
Oh, so cool. I was like stoked.
Akron. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I was it was after my freshman year, and I hadn't played a lick of varsity, like true varsity. So – and they offered me at the camp, and I was like, holy shit, like, this is it.
This is sweet.
I got a chance here.
Yeah.
And so, moving through the year, I went to a couple more camps, and then sophomore year happened, and then I blew up. And then after that, it only took 1 year of recruiting, because I wasn't a guy who was flashy and wanted to do all that. Not that there's anything wrong with that, especially.
Yeah.
I'm promoting all that
nowadays,
with NIL now.
Yeah.
Like, you do you.
Yeah.
But I just wasn't that guy back in the day, and I just wanted to pick a school. And when I came up here, it felt right. I came up back up here a couple more times, and I was like, this is home.
Yeah.
I trust the coaching staff already. They're in it for the right reasons. I love the core values, everything about it.
Yeah.
And so I picked it, and it's been
So how many visits,
great.
Like, what other schools were you visiting?
Mostly Big Ten.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
a little bit of SEC. Yeah, the Ohio States of the world, Indiana's, Michigan State, Michigan, You know, just kind of bouncing around the Big Ten, because I always thought I'd play in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
That was the one thing.
As an Ohio kid.
I mean, Cincinnati kid, I was like, it's either going to be, you know, like a UC, like right in the home, or go somewhere and play in the Big Ten. And Penn State, when I found Penn State, you know, there's actually, I should send you the old picture that mom's got. It's me in front of the what library is that with the paws in front of it, right over, right near Forum,
The paternal library.
Yeah, with the paws, and it's just me standing there, and we took a picture before and after, like now.
I love it. Yeah.
I mean, I think I was in like sixth grade when I did that.
What was the official visit like to Penn State?
It was so much fun because I was committed to.
Who's your host?
Oh, my host. It was Danny. It was Danny Dalton.
Oh, got it.
Yeah. Fellow tight end. Fellow Penn State tight end. You know, I won't get into the details, but it was fun. They sold me again. Yeah. But it was it was great.
I love it.
Yeah, and you know, Danny. Shout out Danny Dalton. Yeah. Great dude.
When was the moment you committed to Coach Franklin? What was that like?
It was so cool.
Were you here, or did you do it on the phone, or?
I was actually back at home.
Okay.
So I had came up for a quick visit, and then it was the day before my birthday. So my birthday was July 14th, and I remember it because it was July 13th, and I told my parents like a couple days before. I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere else. Like, this is a spot, and they're like, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? Like, I don't want to do anything flashy. I just want to, you know, post something. But I want to do it before my birthday, so I always remember.
Yeah.
So then I did it before my birthday, and
that's cool.
You know, ever since.
What'd coach say? Was he freaking out?
Oh, he's hyped. Yeah, and you know how he is.
He gets all fired up.
He's hyped for anybody who's, you know, if you have an offer to Penn State, he's not one of those coaches who are just throwing out offers just you know, willy nilly. He's the type. If you get an offer from Penn State, and then you commit, he's going to be juiced up because he truly believes in you, and that's, you know, the type of coach that he is.
Yeah, so. He's such a good, you know, mentioning him, like, he's such a good dude and such a good recruiter, and he's been so helpful to me throughout my whole career. But what's he kind of meant to your career and your decision to come back for your 6 year?
Yeah, I mean, he's meant everything, like, throughout my whole career. He's always had my back, always been, you know, in my corner.
He always has defended you to the media too.
Always. Yeah. And because, you know, he's a hard worker just like myself. And it goes past football too. I mean, he's great to my family. I mean, my brother is literally on the team. Like, we're all like connected.
I think he still would be on the team even if you weren't here. He's pretty darn good.
No, he was making it regardless of me or not. But 100%, like, it's really is a family atmosphere here at Penn State. And with Franklin and Coach Franklin, and his family, you know, shout, you know, Fumi, Shola, Addy, all of them. They're just so fantastic. Great people. You know, relationship for a lifetime. Yeah.
Take me through the decision to come back for your 6 year. Was it really even were you really debating leaving?
Yeah, I was. I was. You know, it was the week before Michigan State. Because I wasn't really focusing on it at all.
Yeah.
I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. We were just talking about it. Like, some people are really going to be walking back and forth. Yeah. Like, just going to tell you right
organic,
now,
man.
People will be walking in the background. But no, it was a decision for sure. I mean, you have to make that decision when you're 6 years in college.
True,
You know, it's not, I'm blessed to be in a situation. Do not get me wrong. Yeah. Like, don't misquote me here. But 6 years in college football, that's a long time.
A long
sure.
Time.
So it had
you're
to be
23.
Made.
You're 23. Were you 24 for the season?
24, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Old man.
Old as heck.
Old man, yeah. But I'm excited. But no, it was a good conversation and a lot of talks with my family, with my brother.
Yeah.
I know I made the right decision because everything's falling into place from the number one on the field to then like the relationships off the field, you know, having the time of my life with my brother.
Yeah.
That's such a cool thing too. Yeah, exactly. And my whole team, and then on top of that, now opening Limitless, it's just everything about it.
Yeah.
I just feel like I'm in the right spot.
If you wouldn't have came back, you'd probably always think like, what could I have done that
exactly.
season?
And I'd never wanted that to be that was really the overarching thing because, you know, I had talked to the agents I was talking to, the scouts that I heard from.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like I didn't think I could make it in the league. It was mm-hmm. it was more so like I just didn't feel right leaving.
Yeah.
So and I knew that, you know, in 30 years when I'm looking back to this time, I know for a fact that I made the right decision right now. So
no matter what happens,
you know. Yeah. So yeah, I'm very, very happy right now.
It is funny during that process, because I kind of went through very different level, but the same thing during my fourth and fifth year of college when I was playing. But it's funny how everyone gives you an opinion about if you should leave or go.
Right.
But it's always like the agents all want you to leave because they want to get your money right now. You
know? Yeah, 100%.
All the coaches always want you to stay. It's just funny, like, how do you figure out, like, who you were going to trust during that process? Even not just that process, but the process of your whole career.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how do you figure out who your circle
100%.
is?
100%. It's cool because, like, Franklin truly, he's always has your best interest. He's the type who, like, coaches, I have heard of coaches saying, no, you shouldn't leave when it's still, like, clear as day, you're a first-round pick or a second-round pick or something.
Like, he was telling Jahan to go.
Yes. Franklin, Coach Franklin is always in your best interest, and I truly mean that. And you know, I sat down with him, had really good conversations, you know, about talking about doing either. And it was really good, you know, talked to my family. And that's why I just knew the decision was right. You know, leaving everybody out of it from the outside
and just focusing on what
I want to do and what's best for myself, the team, my family.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, this is the best decision.
Yeah. So. No, I think it's going to work out for sure.
I do too.
Let's dive into a little bit of just all the freaking games you've played at Penn State, your career to this point. I mean, because you've been through a lot.
A lot.
I mean, the ups and downs and we were talking earlier, like, the just cheering your name every second to the boos coming off the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Like,
no,
what's it been like, man? It's just so nuts.
Yeah. It's been a roller coaster. I mean, if you think about, you know, my time at Penn State, or at least my time starting at Penn State, we have been top four in the country, playoff team. We've been 0-5 and everywhere in between. So, like, we've been everywhere. And I've felt the highs and highs of winning in the whiteout, beating, you know, Michigan, Auburn, you know, making big plays. And you know, I remember we were at Plaza Mexican right down the street. It's 2019, and we were about to play Minnesota that week. And it was the Sunday. The college football playoff polls had just come out, and we were, like, sitting there watching the TV.
Yeah.
Boom, Penn State, number four. Mm-hmm. And we're like, oh, my God, let's go.
Things change a lot. Things change a lot a couple days later.
This is really sweet. And then after that, I even saw they were talking about the Heisman list, and my name was on the Heisman list. I'm like, dude, this really happening right now. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. And then we go to Minnesota. And it was just, it was like one of those games where they played a fantastic game.
Yeah.
You know, we made a lot of mistakes. We had the chance to win at the end.
Yeah.
Just didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. And just seeing the highest of highs and then just boom. I'm just getting crushed on social media. Yeah. And that was like the first time
you deleted your social media after that game, right?
I didn't look at social media throughout the year a lot of times, but I, especially after that, I had like a time limit on my social media.
Yeah.
It wasn't that I just like completely got rid of it.
I just remember seeing some headline that was like, talking about you delete or you.
Well, because I got death threats.
That's right.
Yes.
Wait, that was like take a big me through thing. That. What?
That was brutal, dude.
Wait, what happened?
It was it was like mail sent and it was,
stop
it was, yeah, it was bad, but. That was
you really
when
have
I
seen
tell
the highs
you,
and the lows,
dude. The highs and lows, but that was when I knew I could withstand anything here because, you know, I got through that. That was tough because when you're on cloud nine like that, it's like euphoric feeling.
Yeah.
You know, you're playing well. Your team's around you. You know, we had such a great team in 2019. We've had great teams every year.
Yeah,
2019 was a fantastic year though. Great teammates, great environment, and then boom. Just kind of like crushed.
Mm-hmm.
And then we came back, won Indiana, and then I was dealing with an injury at the time, and then we lost to Ohio State. Went to the Cotton Bowl, won.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, just the ups and downs of that end of the year was crazy. And just looking back on that though, it was just nice to like looking back and knowing I got through that because it was tough. It definitely was because I was so young at the time. I didn't really know how to deal with criticism like that.
Yeah.
And once I got through that year and then 2020 especially, I could.
It's just like anything in life, though, right? Anything you're going to be great at, you're going to have ups and downs.
Exactly.
You know, you're going to have peaks and valleys, and it's funny that, like, you were talking about, you know, being young and like listening to the noise and or the criticism. You know, this topic comes up almost every pod I've done so far. Is like, I feel like especially when I was young, like you listen to the praise. And then when you listen to the praise, you also listen to the noise. Where if you just don't listen to anything, that's what you were just saying earlier. Like, you just don't listen to anything anymore.
Yeah, it's not even that I don't listen to anything. Because I don't see it. I'm not on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, all that stuff. It's not that I don't see it. It's just I just have seen everything.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen people like being hyped. Like, this guy's going to be a Heisman Trophy finalist, whatever. Yeah. To also, like... literally go to hell.
Yeah.
So like and everything in between. So I've heard and seen everything. And I mean, it's kind of a life lesson for everybody. If you are gonna care about what everybody else has to say, you're gonna look back 10, 20, 30 years from now and just be like, damn, I missed so many opportunities.
Yeah.
And I just don't wanna ever let that happen.
Yeah.
So I've really made it a focus of myself to make sure that I'm always doing doing what what I want to do and what's best interest for my family, the team, and everybody in between.
Yeah.
And I've had a really good experience there.
What's it like being the old guy in the QB room? You look around, you're like,
I was just talking to the media about this. Yeah. They asked me the same question.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they got me on a quote. Our social media guy, Greg Kincaid, he sent me it, and it was like, I mean, it's true though.
Yeah.
I'll literally ask guys. I'll be like, hey, like, the youngest guys, hey, what's your number? And they'll say,
I saw this. Hey, the Snapchat.
Let me grab your Snapchat. I'm like, bro, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, if anything, give me your email so I can shoot you.
Yeah,
but no, that's funny because it's not like a different generation. It's just a younger generation.
Yeah.
But it's been fun to be able to meet everybody and this is a really good class. I truly believe that. I think that Penn State's in really good hands moving forward.
Yeah.
With this class, so. Is he playing Papa Shot? Can you please tell him just to, like, if anything,
Liam
just not Papa Shot.
Liam, just tell him we got this thing reserved.
Yeah.
We're gonna keep this in the pod, by the way.
Yeah, for sure. I expect to see all of this in here. This is raw. Shout out to the Yards. Great spot.
Shout out Liam. Yeah.
A little free promotion. This is a great spot.
Is he playing now?
There's a lot going on. I don't know.
We can just keep rolling, you know. You got us?
Just anything but the Papa Shot. Because the Papa Shot is
Liam,
a little loud.
Liam,
you know?
This is your pod appearance, dude. Say what's up. We got Sean's brother, Liam, you know, helping us out as security. But how are the young guys, though? So you said they're great, but like, how are they? Drew and Bo.
Both of them are sponges. They're really great people on and off the field.
Yeah.
You know, on the field, I think they're extremely talented players.
Yeah.
Both can play here. Both going to have fantastic careers.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, off the field, everybody gets along. You know, Christian Veyu, Mo Parrilla, and Drew Aller, all of us, you know, are really close already, which is cool because, you know, usually it takes a little bit to get to know everybody. But, I mean, they've been here for 4 months, and they're already well connected with us.
Bo's from where I'm from. He's from, like, by Central PA. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I know his brother, his older brother, a little bit.
Yeah, he plays at
Delaware.
Delaware.
No. What you know, we were talking about it earlier, but when you are like in your last year, you know, it seems like everyone just wants to see the younger guy at that point.
You
know, do you start hearing that now? I mean,
I hear all of it.
Yeah.
I've seen it before. Again, I just don't really concern myself with it. But at the same time,
the grass is always greener for the fans, right?
I guess. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, when I see the young guys and the talent that they have, I mean, they're going to be fantastic. Like, they really will. I believe in all three of them. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just one of those things for me. I'm just living out my dream right now, and I'm not gonna let or concern with anything else, because I just know I just have this great opportunity in front of us.
Yeah.
Not just myself, but to the whole team and, you know, Penn State and everybody.
Yeah.
So it's like hard to, you know, be down about you're anything about, or like see a tweet and you're like, oh,
Yeah, for sure.
People are going to have their opinions, and I'm just going to keep doing what I do.
It's funny. There's been a lot of QBs that come in and out of that room since you've been there, huh?
A lot.
Will Levis.
Oh, we've had some dogs, for sure. Yeah, I mean,
Will's
a
stud. Yeah, he's killing it.
Will Levis at Kentucky. Shout out, Will. I was just talking to him. Actually, he texted me today. Will, Taquan Roberson's now at UConn. Right, yeah. I mean, I've been in the same room with Trace, Tommy, Jake Trace, Zembeck. Yeah. Billy Fessler, who's
Jake
coaching
Zembeck.
At Akron.
I haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah, Jake Zembeck. He's back home, I think, in New York. And then Michael Schuster, he's at ODU
coaching.
Yeah, great dude.
Love Schuster.
I mean, the list goes on and on. I feel like I'm missing some. Michael Johnson Jr., who was a player, he transferred out.
Schuster hit me up and he was like, when am I coming on the pod?
Is that what he said?
I said, it'd have to be a slow guest week in order to get on the pod. I have to be really struggling.
I'm sure you can get some really good content.
Oh, great. That's what he said.
Michael
he goes, I'll tell you some stories.
Yeah, there you go.
He said, we make headlines. That's funny. But,
one way or another.
Let's dive into the new endeavor, man. Let's dive into Limitless NIL. And I want to, I have so many questions just about, like, you know, how you set it up, the structure.
Yeah, a lot of people have been asking that.
It's just
too.
So curious. And I'm a like business guy and I love that kind of stuff. And when you messaged me and told me about it, I was like, that's such a sick idea. You know, and it's very bold. Like, what I like the most about it with you is, like, really just, like, again, not caring what everyone's going to think about it and just being like, I'm just going to do it, you know? And not, you know, just, like, it's the best thing for me and my family, and I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, how did this even come up? Like, how did even, like, you were like, let's just start a business?
Yeah. No, it definitely didn't come up with like that. It was not that easy.
You were like, let's just find one.
Yeah, no. This goes all the way back to 2019, honestly. Mm-hmm. So, it was actually, I just found the picture. I had a bunch of pictures I need to see.
Yeah, we'll put these in the pod.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Throw them up, you know, boom, there it is. But 2020, it was January of 2020, or February, I think the picture was like February 4th, 2020. And I was in this creative advertising class with my now coworker, Trevor Robinson.
Okay.
And Trevor, you know, great dude. Shout out Trevor Robinson. So Trevor and I had a, you know, just a class project, and the objective was just to rebrand a company.
Okay.
And instead of rebranding the company, we were like, can we just, you know, there was some talks about NIL coming out.
Yeah.
And I was like, can we just do my brand? Is that okay?
Yeah.
And the professor was like, that's a little weird, but yeah, sure. Like, you could do that. So we literally just created like my brand, and ever since that, and we got an A on the project, Kit crushed it. Since that day, I just like always had a real kind of passion for like seeing other people's brands and their, you know, abilities to be creative and everything. And I've always thought of myself as a pretty creative guy. So once that class happened, you know, NIL kind of went through, and then July 1st, 2021 hits and NIL drops.
Yeah.
So the first person I text is Trevor. So I give him a call. I'm like, hey, bro, like, I have no idea what this looks like. He's working for a creative advertising company at this point, like in his career. He's like, I'm like, I don't know what this is going to look like. I don't know if I'll be able to pay you a bunch. I don't even know if I'll be able to pay you at all. But like, can you just like manage me in general?
Yeah.
So he was like, yeah, I got you. So we went through the whole year, worked with some agencies on and off, you know, non-exclusively, and had a really good experience, you know, highs, lows. You know, had some trip ups during NIL, had some great moments, had some a lot of fun, made some money. And then on top of that,
like a lot or a little, like
a good amount. Yeah. I mean, ESPN put it out. So I mean, you could find it there.
I just got to tell us.
it was six figures for sure. But it was a great experience. It really was. And it was, I'm not gonna lie. Early on, it was about the money, because it was just so crazy. It was like, whoa, like we could all make money now.
Such a new thing,
So new. Yeah. Everybody was kind of like that. We're all like, all right, money grab. Like, where can you kind of? And then once the back end of the season, I started to kind of hone in and just say like, all right, this is kind of all over the place. It's kind of wild west right now. So, as an old guy, and then once I decided to come back, this is when it really flipped for me. Was how can I help student athletes navigate this crazy new world, because no one really had, I mean, still nobody really has
even
an
the agents don't know.
Nobody.
They're like, what are we doing?
Nobody. Anybody who tells you they have all the answers is lying. Yeah. I'm telling you, as the CEO of my own company, I don't even have all the answers, and nobody does. But I truly feel like I have, you know, the most because I'm in it.
And you'll figure it out.
Literally, and we'll figure it out as we go. Yeah. But with the company, it was, you know, I started kind of creating the idea, you know, Liam, myself, Trevor, and then a couple other people. We were just kind of bouncing the idea around, like, what would that look like? What could we really do? Would it be consulting? Would it be an agency? Would we just kind of do some marketing, whatever it may be? And then long story short, I mean, now we just launched last week. You know, we got like 1,000 followers on Instagram, putting our podcast out now, and signed, what, how many are we at now?
You signed a couple today, right?
Nine? I think we might be at, by probably when this launches, we'll probably be a double,
it'll be
we'll
a
definitely
week from
be
now.
A double digits.
Yeah, I love it.
At 10.
So what's the process? Okay, so you're trying to sign, say I'm playing at Penn State.
Yeah.
You're trying to sign me.
Yep.
What's, are you giving them a pitch deck? Are you going in and meeting with them?
So we have
like, how involved are you or your business partners?
Yeah,
or?
So we have a really, really good team.
Yeah.
You know, formed of great people selected, their, you know, through a lot of research from myself. Like I wanted to make sure I did this right.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Aeneas Hawkins, who was, you know, a former Penn State player, he is now my chief athlete officer. Great dude. Great dude. Catch him on the podcast. He's the
That's
host.
Right. You guys have a podcast now,
the Limitless Podcast. Can I plug my podcast on there?
Plug it. Go ahead.
Limitless NIL Podcast. Listen in. Maybe he even plugs the link. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Oh, we'll throw it on there. Yeah.
There you go. And we'll plug.
Video editors throw it.
We'll plug each other. But yeah, so Aeneas is on the team. Brad Kraut, who is a. If you want to see some fire content,
really,
look up Brad Kraut on Instagram. I'm giving him the shout out.
His content, or is he producing?
Yeah, he's got this whole thing called Kick the Sheets.
Okay.
So he just came out with a video today about how he formed it. So he has this like whole movement called Kick the Sheets. And it's based off of, because when he started working with me to create the company, he started kicking the sheets to like get up out of bed. So because he'd be getting up at like 5:30 in the morning, kicking the sheets, getting up. And now he just, I'm not even a, you could probably show his TikToks
so
on
here.
So
that's like his brand, Kick the Sheets?
Kick the Sheets.
Really?
It's nuts. But he's insane. But he's a great dude, works really hard. So shout out Brad. But yeah, we have Brad Kraut, Drew Britt, and you know, a few other people on, you know, doing the behind the scenes. But it's just a fantastic crew.
What's like the day-to-day of the company? Like that's the one thing I was curious about, like what's your involvement like day-to-day now?
Yeah.
Like are you a CEO during the day and you just go to practice? Is that like...
And also Liam. Obviously. Knows that. No, it's my days are packed.
Yeah, I bet.
This is what I've been telling people, and I really mean this. So, I mean, I'll wake up, you know, whatever. Like today it was 6:15. Went in the facility, watched our tape, went to class. Then from like 9...
You have class?
I do.
Dude,
I do still go to school
here. You did something wrong if you're in class right now.
No, yeah, I do still go to school here. I'm actually going to finish my second degree in broadcasting. Coming up here in the fall. But so I'll go to class and then I'll always allocate a certain amount of hours in the day and I share my schedule with my team from say it was 10:30
Calendly or something.
Google Drive. Calendar, you know? Yeah. Shout out to Google. 10:30 to I think today was like 1:30.
Yeah.
Just work on Limitless.
The business. Yeah.
Then I had class again, then I went to Lyft, and then after Lyft today actually rolled right over here. After Lyft, you know, watch some tape, you know, catch up on everything. So from like the minute I get up to the minute I put my head down on the pillow, I am going. And for me, it's actually, I've realized a lot about myself just because I love just always working. I really do, because I'm not a big video game guy anymore. I used to love video games, still do, but I don't play them that much.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV really. You know, I got my girlfriend, I got, you know, my brother and my teammates, and that's really it. Like, I don't really do much else other than working. And I really do love it. And when I go to the facility now, because it's just like I set my schedule so strict.
More intentional now.
Yes, very intentional. And my brain's always working. So when I get on the field now, everything's clicking at a different level. Like I'm seeing things differently. My brain's thinking differently.
No wasted energy.
I'm having I'm having probably the best spring I've had.
I love it.
Because that was one thing I was nervous about was, you know, with opening this, how am I going to feel? You know, there's going to be, you know, if I don't play well, he's taking too much time out of his day.
You know how people are.
Yeah, exactly.
What were the conversations like with like Penn State? Like, were you like telling Coach Franklin like, "Hey, I'm gonna start a business"? Like, were they ever like?
So they can't have like obviously with compliance. They have to have like a separate. But they've always been supportive of everything with NIL with us.
Yeah.
And moving forward, they really are.
Yeah.
They've been nothing but great to myself and my brother and everybody who's gotten involved with NIL.
Yeah.
I mean, to the fact that they support my company, like just me doing it. Because, you know, there's coaches out there who definitely been like, dude, no you're not doing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Coach Franklin knows who I am. He knows how hard I work. And he knows that I'm going to still take care of my business on, off the field, with school and also, you know, with the company and then on obviously actually playing. You know, it was kind of a prove, like, all right, keep proving it to me. And then throughout this spring, I've been playing really well and enjoying it. And, you know, he's all for it. And I think it's going to help everybody in the long. Like, that's the main goal.
Obviously. And they obviously trust you at this point, right? Yeah. If they don't, there's issues.
We have a different issue.
Whenever you throw your first interception, there's going to be those fans tweeting, like, well, if you didn't spend so much time on his business.
It's probably wasting time on Limitless.
I feel like there were, like, externally, there were frustrations with, like, how Penn State was handling the NIL situation. Like, they just said they were kind of like behind the times a little bit with like, did you feel that way at all or not?
A little bit. I mean, and that wasn't why I created the company or anything.
Yeah.
It wasn't because,
you know, I was going to ask you, like, to tie it in. Like, is that kind of, felt like people were really?
It wasn't like that. You know, they just came out with Success with Honor.
I saw the collective.
Which is the collective. Yeah. You know, a lot of schools are doing that.
That stuff's so crazy, man.
Yeah, crazy.
it's just the wild west.
Which is like, they're doing it the right way.
Yeah.
Of, you know, just connecting brands and companies with players, you know, at a very, very basic level of just making sure, you know, we're doing our due diligence and they're putting people in front of us. But, you know, I'm seeing some crazy things across the country. Like,
dude, it is insane.
I'm seeing Tennessee kid just got paid like $8 million.
Just buying players.
I think I'm pretty sure Caleb Williams got paid out in USC.
No
like,
doubt.
There's some serious players.
How much different is college football today than it was the day you got into college?
So much. I mean, like, like to the T.
It couldn't be crazy.
I mean, let me ask you, how much different is
it
now?
I'm old, dude. Don't hear it.
Dude, if I would have gotten a bagel from like the wrong person back in the day,
NCAA would be on you. Like,
I would be out for six games.
Dude, I was just texting.
Now it's like, you're just thrown $10 million.
It's nuts. I was just texting Gasicki the other day. Mike Gasicki. Did you play with Mike? Yeah.
Yeah, I had
a couple
years.
Yeah.
Yeah. One year.
And I was just texting him, and we were like, dude, we would have made so much money in NIL. Like,
yeah.
So we would have been at the freaking Penn State bookstore every day doing autograph signings.
Yeah. I mean, dude, it's kind of like that. It's crazy. Yeah. And no, that class, Trace.
Think how much money they
would have
made. Saquon. Yeah.
Deshaun Hamilton, Gesicki, yourself.
So much money.
I mean, dude, there's some serious money makers in that group.
Yeah.
Marcus Allen, Grant Hale. I mean, kind of the list goes on and on.
They really
are.
That class was crazy.
That was a crazy crew.
Yeah.
That 2016 Big Ten champion group was a great crew.
Yeah. So you got to learn from Trace a little bit, right?
Yeah.
How many years was that?
Two years with Trace.
You were never there with Hackenberg because you would have been there with me. So do you know Christian at all?
I do.
Yeah.
He's
a good dude.
He's a great dude.
Yeah.
But no, I was never in the same room with him.
Yeah.
No.
What's like, speaking of those guys, like, what's it's got to be surreal to be at the top of those record books with some of the dudes that have played here, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's looking at
it's
crazy. Yeah. I mean, looking at the talent that's come through Penn State at the quarterback position, you know, Trace still on the Cardinals, you know, Hack had his stint in the NFL, but, you know, fantastic player.
Yeah.
You know, you got Todd Blackledge, you got, you know, the whole history of Penn State football with quarterbacks is impressive, and just to be able to be in that conversation and when I look at the record books and, you know, I'm talking about Trace McSorley and Christian and all them and seeing my name with those guys, it definitely does feel good.
Yeah.
But again, it's like hard to look at that stuff because like the job's not done.
No, for sure. Yeah. Job's not done, man.
It's time to like really
I love
break
it.
Records.
Well, so. Speaking of job not being done, what's like what's the personal and the team goal for this season? Like what's like the barrier where you're like that's success?
I don't
like,
think it's changed.
Yeah.
Like just because you know we've had highs and lows, it's always going to be Big Ten championship. It's always going to be putting ourselves in the college football playoff. So it hasn't changed because we have the talent.
Yeah.
I mean, the last recruiting class, I'm pretty sure was like number one or two. So, I mean, it's not like we're not talented. We're just, you know, it's college football. Like things happen.
Yeah. What we were just talking about before we started recording was going into Iowa, the Iowa week last year. I mean, like
we were fourth in the country.
Fourth in the country.
Playing the number three team in the country,
and then
we were
winning. And then you get hurt
by two touchdowns.
Yeah. If you don't get hurt, I mean.
I'm not gonna, but
it's just, you know, like you just talked about, like you were right there.
Yeah, no, we were right there. And I mean, last year was it was a up and down year too.
Yeah.
Definitely was a bummer when because that's the thing, you know how it is with playing ball, is if you're gonna fail, if I'm gonna fail and I fail just doing it, like trying, that's one thing, right? You know, I know in my heart that I put everything I had on the field.
Yeah.
But when it's an injury, it's things
tough.
A little bit differently. Yeah. Because then it's like, damn.
You can't control it.
Like, you couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
You had you worked for, 7 months off season grinding for those 12 games.
Yeah.
And then it's just...
And
like
it just nags you then the rest of the year.
It's not for long. It's not for long.
Really,
but that's what.
Really
is. Yeah. But it's a good experience for sure.
This is something I'm curious to hear. What's your favorite moment? What's that?
Sinking in the couch.
I'm just lounging over here.
I know.
What's been your favorite moment of your career?
That's like so hard to say.
I know.
No.
I figured it would.
I know. That's a great question.
Like, there's gonna be one
though.
Moment you're like, so far you're like, dude, that was like the dopest moment.
It's gotta be my first whiteout.
Yeah.
I know it's cliche. But that
sure,
experience
that
was just
2019, yeah.
Michigan.
I'm losing track of all your years here, man.
Oh, yeah. That's a nice
2012,
jab there.
Was it?
Yeah, right? Back when Paterno was here, probably, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it had to have been 2019 Michigan because just, I mean.
Such a sick environment.
No, it's one of those things where, and you know how it is, I'll watch the playback, like, right? Like, because. Every player does. When they're playing, you watch your highlights and you watch, like, you know, the big games that you're playing because it's cool. Like, when I was a kid, that was who I aspired to be. So it was cool to watch yourself in real time doing it and being in the moment. So when I watch the Michigan game back and I watch us coming out of the tunnel, I get goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps already just thinking about it because it's an out-of-body experience.
You can't explain it.
You can't explain it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is. It's just crazy because – all that work and all that effort, and then just to see a community come together like that.
Yeah. There's very few places.
I'm getting goosebumps right now. I'm not going to lie.
There really are very few places like Penn State.
I
try to explain it to people.
Penn State's
like,
top two, and it's not two.
No, exactly.
That's how I say it.
I agree. It's such a unique place. Like, and you know, you weren't even part of this, but like, I talked to the guys like in my class a lot, like about like we went through all the sanctions and stuff together.
I know.
And like, there aren't many places
really
I think
place
that.
Together.
Well, you know, a lot of guys did in a lot of those classes, but like, there weren't many places I think could have withstood like what you know.
Not,
and that's
not
something
like
that we talk about that too, and we talk about this too. Like, the current team doesn't even realize like where that place was. Like.
No.
7 years ago,
and
like,
no,
dude,
wasn't
people,
too long ago.
People literally were like saying like Penn State won't win a game for like 5 years.
And now
you guys, it's
now
like
it's always
if you're not
25.
Top four, it's like it's like
the
fire everybody.
Yeah.
it's nuts. Such a crazy town. What are you gonna miss most about Penn State when you're gone?
Other than game days, probably just the relationships that I've built.
Yeah,
just with my teammates. And that's like the one thing that's been a little bit hard and challenging is being older now, you know, watching some of my best buddies, you know, my own roommates, like Tariq Castro Fields, he's leaving for the NFL. He's going to the NFL. He's going to get drafted, you know, when is it, next week now?
End of April, yeah.
Yeah, so coming up, you know, Tariq Castro Fields, Fred Hansard's moved on. You know, John Lovett was my roommate this past year. He was the running back. He's trying his luck at the league. You know, the list goes on and on of my past roommates. Like, and just the guys I like, like Jahan and you know, KJ Hamler, like all my best buddies.
Yeah.
Journey Brown.
That's so sad about Journey, dude.
Yeah, I know. And Journey, like, truly is the best dude ever. Like, just genuinely fantastic person.
Yeah.
So that was why it was so hard, like, for everyone around him. Mm-hmm. I know it was tough on him.
Yeah.
But it was hard to see him go through that because you just knew what he came from. Yeah. And you knew how great of a person he is. And he deserved everything that was coming to him. Yeah. But I have no doubt that Journey's going to be just fine.
Yeah. For sure.
The dude's a beast. Yeah. Like,
There's dudes.
Amazing
that, you're one of those guys too. Like, you know, there's guys like, if you took football away from them, like, you know that they're going to be successful no matter what they do.
Yeah, yeah. JB's that
That's
guy.
That's definitely
Journey.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of like guys moving on, how do you think like the current state of college football with like all the turmoil and coaching staffs, like just the turnover that constantly happens? Like, how difficult does that make it for teams? And like, I mean, because you're always dealing with new coordinators and new.
Like, and on top of that, the transfer portal.
Exactly,
now?
That's what I mean. Like, everyone's just.
It's everywhere.
Coaches come and go. Players come and go. Like, the coaches that recruited you probably aren't even here. I don't know who they were, but like.
Ricky Ronnie.
Other than Franklin. Yeah, Ronnie's not here.
He's like, not here now. Donovan. I committed under John Donovan.
Like, did
John
you?
Donovan
I
was
love
the
JD,
OC
dude. Yeah.
At the time when I committed, which is like really dating myself back.
Really that was crazy. My last year at Penn State.
Was he really?
Was JD was the OC. He got fired my last year there.
Yeah.
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 Well, yeah, what's that?
That was who I committed under.
That's so funny.
Yeah, and then it was quick. Yeah. Because then they brought in Jomo, and Jomo was great, and that's why I was like, didn't waver one bit.
Jomo's the man.
He was awesome. He is a great dude. Great coach. But yeah, it's crazy with how the coaching carousel is, and then on top of that now with the transfer portal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like free agency. And now with
nuts.
NIL, it's like.
Mm-hmm.
If you're any type of guy,
you're getting paid.
We were talking about this earlier. Your market value, like my market value is X amount, right? Mm-hmm. At Penn State, you know, there's probably a cap to how much I can make.
Mm-hmm.
But the minute you enter the transfer portal, your market value goes through the roof because now
it's a bidding war.
Yeah, it's literally like who can show you the most deals? What are we doing for NIL? What are you doing here? What are you doing for your finances? That's where it's just kind of crazy because, I mean, I'm like we were talking about earlier. We're seeing big deals pop up left and right, and it's also like, how are these being executed? Because you can't just pay someone $8 million
because the school can't be involved.
Because that's like money laundering. I don't really understand like those type
things.
Well,
that was like I was going to ask you this next, but we just kind of got into it. Like, how do you fix college? Like football, college football's got so many issues.
Yeah,
you got coaches like. Coaches that leave in the blink of an eye and just there's like no loyalty anymore, which like I'm not saying anything, like go get your bag. Like I'm all for coaches getting their bag, but and you got that.
Well,
you got NIL.
I will stop real quick because I do have to say about Coach Franklin.
Oh, he's
the most loyal dude you'll meet because he has been there for me from the jump and for the team. And on top of that, like he's had so many opportunities. Like people don't understand how many opportunities he's had.
USC probably wanted
to move on. Yeah. And he has stayed with Penn State. Like, he is the man.
Yeah.
But
he's the exception, not the rule.
He is the exception, because there's a lot of movement in college football, 100%. But, no.
No, it is every single year. He's always the top list of every program. Because if you want a program builder, USC, 100%. They want Franklin. You know, like, he's done it here. And
he's done it.
It's amazing. He just got his bag, though. I'm happy for him. Yeah, I texted him when he got that. Man, that was, that's life-changing money.
No, for sure. I'm not going to downplay that.
But, no, I mean, like, just college football in general, like, there's so many, like, so much turmoil going on at all times in college football.
Yeah.
Like, someone's going to have to come in and, like, sell it down a little bit.
That's why Limitless NIL is here. Because I'm really trying to pave the way. And make sure that, you know, guys in the portal, girls too. Don't get me wrong. Like, this is a both male and female. And
there's a huge market for girls.
Anna Camden is one of our talents. Shout out Anna Camden. She
kills it, right?
Oh, her social media is crazy. Her content's fantastic. We're just going to try to, you know, add to her and bring a lot of value. But, no, she's got to figure it out. And there's so many, you know, women in the sports as well that is just so fantastic, you know, from their brands off the field to what they're doing on the field or on the court or whatever it may be. You know, I was just watching the women's NCAA championship a week or two ago. Those girls can ball.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Killing it.
You know, I don't because I don't I before I made the company, I definitely, you know, watched all types of sports, mm-hmm. but now I'm kind of diving more like deeper into yeah. everything. And wow, it's cool to see like some of these athletes just yeah. do what they do at a high level. Cause it's always cool just to see someone in their moment.
Yeah.
You know, when mm-hmm. when you're in that yeah. different stage. And that's all across the board.
100%. So. And the one thing I loved about, because I was reading about Limitless, your company, obviously, before we talked and when you announced it. It's cool. The part I liked about it was you guys talked about like content creation, like building a brand for your athletes, because that's what like so many agencies don't do.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
just like negotiating deals. And I always tell people, and this is something like, I look back on my career and like, you know, I didn't get to play in the NFL because of my knee, but like I was an All-American, like had a lot mm-hmm. of success. I didn't build my brand well enough when I was playing football. Like I cared way too much about like, oh, you're posting the perfect picture on Instagram, you know?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
if I could go redo it, I would have been posting on Instagram. I would have documented my whole life.
Yeah.
I would have done YouTube vlogs.
For sure.
Cause like no one will care about you as much as they care about you when
right
you're playing
now.
Football.
Yeah, right. 100%.
So like if you're not building your brand, and you know, it's different. Like if you're a quarterback, like it's built for you,
right.
you know? Like, but
no,
like,
I'm not gonna lie, the quarterback position.
Yeah, it's different.
Some
but like if you're like a tight end or like a lineman or like,
yeah.
I mean, you know, like I just think it's so important for people to be like just posting content and like
yeah.
sharing about their life and like
I mean,
doing podcasts and
for
like,
sure.
like, why would you not want people to get to know you? Because again, like, you know, if you weren't the starting quarterback at Penn State, would you be on this podcast right now?
Probably not.
You know what I mean? Like, just like, you know, it's no one cares as much as they do when you're playing. So that's why I love what you guys are talking about, like
yeah.
maximizing that part.
Yeah, because we're just trying to, the big thing is that I'm seeing and I've seen for a long time is why NIL is so great is for two reasons. One, to be able to change your life in college and,
yeah.
and maybe, you know, make a certain amount of money to really start your life off,
mm-hmm.
right? Or change your family's life back home or whatever it may be. And then two, is to really just be creative and,
yeah.
and get to know, I mean, the relationships now, they always talk about, right? You know, Coach Franklin and the staff always talk about, like, get to know the alumni, you know,
yeah.
they'll be helpful
in
the future. Now it's, I mean, I've talked to so many CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, and
yeah.
and I've been in the like really good discussions with some of the best, you know, brains across the country,
yeah.
honestly across the world.
Such a cool experience when you're
young.
Oh my
God!
Too.
And yeah. and now creating the company and talking to companies about partnerships
yeah.
and equity and that was the thing I was also talking with the media a couple of days ago, or yesterday, was it's crazy because now. In the locker room, you know how it is, like on a Friday after practice, oh, what you doing later tonight,
yeah.
like whatever.
Where the girls at.
Yeah, whatever it may be. Not anymore. Hey.
Yeah, no, yeah, we have.
Love
you got a girlfriend. Yeah. I was going to ask you about her, honestly. That was my next one.
you can ask
we'll
right
plug
after.
Her, too.
Yeah, but no, it's crazy because now, I mean, I'm leaving the facility.
Yeah.
There's a team, in the team meeting room, a bunch of guys are in there getting a taxes seminar,
yeah.
and then we're in the locker room talking about, oh, should I take equity from this
yeah.
from this person? Oh my God, come here! But the conversations are
uh-huh.
so much different now, and it's
yeah.
good. It's really
yeah.
good. It really is cool.
Yeah. Have you done any equity
deals?
This is
Brad Kraut, the
What's
one
up,
I was
man?
Talking about,
oh,
the kick
Adam,
the sheets
nice
guy.
Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to
How
you
doing,
it's
man?
Pleasure.
Oh, he was just talking you up a little bit.
I was promoting
the
kick the sheets.
Kick the sheets,
oh,
right?
Yeah, kick
I love
the sheets.
It.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking about you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Did you mention about the equity? Have you done equity deals? Like, have you gotten any? Like,
I haven't not done any NIL equity
that's
deals.
That's the interesting thing,
dude.
You get
crazy.
1% of a company to do, you know,
that blows up into
yeah.
a million. It could be crazy.
That would be exciting.
That's what I've been telling athletes.
Yeah.
It's like, why not go for
yeah.
if you're going to promote a company,
like 10 grand now or take the equity? You know, it's like
right. If
yeah.
you believe in the company that you're promoting, why
yeah.
not take the equity?
Yeah.
Like,
no doubt.
You're going to see way more like ROI in the future.
Yeah.
You know, so.
No, for sure. It's such a crazy thing.
Yeah.
crazy
no, it's
time,
nuts.
Man.
It's crazy.
What, give me, who's the player on the team that's going to surprise people the most?
This year?
Yeah.
That's a tough one because there's a
you
lot.
You can name multiple people if you want.
I think I got to start across the ball and then I'll get to offense. But like, I'm seeing a lot of growth from Zaki Wheatley. He moved to safety from corner.
Yeah.
Looks really good. You know, everyone knows Jair Brown at safety.
Yeah.
And Keaton Ellis, you know, those guys. But Zaki, Jay Reed is playing well as well. You know, I think Curtis Jacobs, he played last year, started.
Yeah.
But you know, Brandon Smith was here and Ellis was here, so they were kind of like the not the main, you know, all three of them are really good, but now Curtis Jacobs is like the guy of LBU. You'll hear his name a bunch. I think Adisa Isaac at the DN position, because he got hurt last year. And no one, I mean, I don't even have to say it. Yeah, you'll see him soon. Yeah. But I mean, realistically, there's a lot of guys across the. Kalen King is going to be great at corner. You know, Marquise Wilson. The list goes on and on.
So you guys are going to be good. You're
going to be
good. You just named the whole roster.
Yeah. I know. I'm not trying to. I just love. I mean, we got some dogs on my team. Yeah. So, and then offensively, I mean, I'll tell you what, that Nick Singleton kid's going to be good.
PA
he's
guy. Central PA.
Yeah, he's
a stud.
He's a stud. And that whole running back room.
How's Catron Allen?
Yeah.
We recruited him at ASU
crazy,
a little bit.
Yeah, he's crazy good too.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole room, you got Devin Ford, Key, you got Kaz. I mean, the whole room, like top to bottom.
How's
fantastic.
How's Mitchell?
Tinsley?
Yeah.
He's my roommate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
And he's.
Freak?
You'll know his name too.
Yeah.
Hey, we lost 1-5.
Yeah.
There's another 5 coming to town. Mitch got something to say about that. But
I was going
to
ask you who your what receiver you had the best chemistry with throughout your career. It's got to be five, right?
Okay. So if this is the discussion that we have internally between five and also one, because KJ and I had a really good connection too.
Yeah.
We just had a shorter time together.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard to decide between the two of them, because if I say one or the other on this podcast, I'm getting a call when this launches, and I'm going to get...
Pick one right now. I'm going to make a TikTok clip out of it and tag both of them in it.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. You don't have to.
I can't do it. I'm not ruining any friendships. No. But it's going to be exciting to see where Jahan goes, though.
Yeah,
I think he's going to be first rounder.
Yeah.
I actually got to throw his pro day.
Really?
Yeah. It was the first year that they allowed underclassmen.
I saw that they asked Yurcich about that. The media asked him. Did you see this?
No.
The media.
They asked Yurcich about it?
Yeah. So I saw it on Twitter. So they asked Yurcich, Sean threw for pro day, like, how'd he look? And he goes, I don't understand why that's relevant. And he just walked off.
That's like Coach Yurcich. That's awesome.
It's so funny.
That's awesome.
That's just like what
I mean,
first
not relevant
is.
At all.
No. Like, what are we
I
would
have said the same thing probably. That was an awesome time. Going back to that. Yeah, because I that's my guy, Jahan.
Yeah.
And I wanted to throw for him the same way I wanted to throw for KJ, but the rule wasn't in place at that time.
I was going to say, how'd you end up doing it?
They just switched it this year. Yeah.
Okay.
And so they switched the rule, and I could throw for him, so I got to throw.
Yeah.
It was so much fun just to be out there.
Yeah.
Playing ball one more last time with Jahan.
Without really the pressure
on
pro
day. We might play together again, but
it was
a really cool experience.
Yeah,
it was short lived too, because the minute that I threw, I was bolting it out because I had a big class project that I had to do. like I was presenting in the class for this newscast. So I was like, I went back to the class sweating.
It's so funny to me that you're like still in classes. Like
I get that a lot.
What's
that? Probably because I'm 23 years old also. So.
What the one thing I think that I'm interested in is I think fans are interested in is like your process during game week.
One of our clients, Jair Brown.
Yeah, you gotta take a client call, dude.
I'll wait for that one.
It's business.
Yeah. Take him, I'll call you back. Don't worry.
He just saw you ignore his call on the podcast.
Yeah, I know. It's not intentional.
He's gonna
it's
fire
not intentional.
You, right?
It's not intentional.
Take me through your process of like during game week, like the technicalities. Like, okay, on Sunday, what film are you watching? On Monday, like what's the process as a quarterback?
Yeah.
Are you doing like first downs on?
It's pretty strict. Like, I mean, I'm not as strict as other guys. Like some guys like wear like this shirt on Monday and this, you know what I'm saying? It's like extremely strict. I'm not like that at all. I'll come in on Sunday, review the tape with the coaches and everything, kind of have one last day with the game before prior, wash it, whatever happened, wash it. Learn from mistakes, learn from, what you did well.
Yeah.
And then, grow from it, move on. Then Monday, come in, do a deep dive, like a good 2-3 hours of just grinding out the tape, looking at, all right, what are they doing, giving us in 2x2, 3x1, all that kind of stuff. Top coverages to each, what fronts they're going to be in. Just kind of get a really good feel on Monday. Going into Tuesday, you know, usually go up to, you know, Coach Yurcich, talk a little bit, just, you know, shoot the shit and just kind of see what they're doing, you know, what we feel like they're doing that week, what we could get. You know, he's got his general ideas. Then Tuesday, kind of hone it back in. I get the first initial game plan. Okay, we're in 2x2 here. I'm thinking they're going to give me, you know, cover two, cover four, cover three, whatever they're going to. And then kind of apply that knowledge and be like, all right. So that way in the Tuesday practice, I'm already thinking the way I would in a game. Like, okay, now we're moving into Wednesday. We're getting in a third down that day. Okay, what's their top third down pressure? How are we sliding it? What are we going to do? What's their tells? You know, what's their, you know, is it a one technique and a five that tells field pressure or whatever it may be? And so that way by Friday, you know, I never want to end the week where I'm like unsure.
Yeah.
If Friday hits, which rarely, I mean, I've never really happened. But Friday hits, and if I felt like kind of
it's not a good feeling.
That's not good. So, but you know, when Friday hits, you know, when I take off on the plane or we go to the hotel, the Penn State are here.
Feel good.
I'm like, all right, it's time to dominate because we know. It feels like I know everything about them, you know, because you've been studying them all week, you know, honing in on all that information. So you just you know the players like the back of your hands. So.
Yeah, no, I always think that's like an interesting process to hear about.
It is
from the quarterback perspective too.
It's a
like when I was playing tight end, dude, it was just like I just kind of showed up.
I didn't watch much film, dude.
I'm just like trying to find
who's
the zone.
Who's the beast defensive end that I got to crack on?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of film watching in my days. Dude, the one other thing, what is what's like the dating life like as a Penn State starting quarterback? I mean, you got a girlfriend,
none.
But like
tied down for three years now.
Is it 3 years?
Three and a half.
Three
and a half.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's that been like?
I mean, that's my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's not much really to say.
I just want to throw a little plug in there. You know?
Yeah. I mean, if you don't know, her name's Juliana Alessandroni. Shout out, Jewel.
Hey. I love it.
But no, yeah, we've been dating. We met. I kind of knew of her freshman year.
Yeah.
And then started dating my second year.
You sent her DMs?
I actually did.
No, you didn't.
I did slide in her DMs, which is embarrassing. But you just did made the first move, 100%.
I love it.
And then, you know, took off from there. And now she keeps putting up with my shit, so it's all good.
Is she up with the business at all?
She's separating church and state from there. She says, "You do that, you do you, and so I'll just go ahead.
Church and state.
I'm just gonna go ahead and do my own thing." Yeah, she's great though.
Dude, another really cool thing is your brother being on the same team as you.
Yeah,
that's such a. You think can we fit him in the shot right now? You want to come join us?
You want to take the mic for a second? Say what's up.
I think if you keep it on, it should pick up. It'll pick him up.
I was gonna say.
It'll pick him up, right? Yeah, he's good. You can keep it on.
What's going on?
So, that's just something like I wish being able to. Yeah, you guys got a little too close there.
I know.
That's
I just think it's such a unique thing. Like, if I could have played with my brother in college, I would have been so sweet. Yeah. We just weren't close enough in age. Like, was that a big part of you deciding to come back? Like, just getting to play with him another, you know, first season?
100%. I mean, for me, it was an easier decision because of Liam.
Yeah.
You know, it was a tough decision in general, but even easier with Liam here.
Yeah,
he made the decision.
Yeah,
very seamless. And there's just so many benefits to coming back, especially with him. So yeah, it was easy.
What's it like being at Penn State as like Sean Clifford's little brother? That's got to be a little bit of a flex when you walk in on day one, right?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get it a lot. Like, oh, sure, Sean's brother, all this and that, but. Obviously, I'm going to try to make a name for myself. I feel like I've done a good job of it so far. You know, just grinding away. You know how it is. But, no, it's cool. I mean, I couldn't have asked for anything else to be able to play with him.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I was making my college decision, I kind of always wanted to go somewhere different. But then once they offered me and after visiting a couple of times and being up here with him and seeing what it would be like, I couldn't turn it down. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity.
That's interesting. You thought at first you were like, I'm gonna do my own thing,
and then
you're
really like, it all changed, and obviously we've got a lot going on right now, so it's cool.
So what's your role in the business?
So I'm my technical role is director of internal development.
Yeah.
So I've been doing a ton with the launch, but I mean, basically his right hand man. We've been working on it together, and
it really is like it's like you know, from a PR perspective, I'm the CEO, but Liam and I are pretty much like running this thing together, which is even cooler. And we're gonna really dive into that throughout the long, like as we go and show his side, because he's doing, you know, just as much as me. And it's crazy because for him, I mean, I'm not gonna put words in his mouth, but at the same time, like, I mean, he's only you're 19, right?
Yeah, you're young as heck.
Like, he's got a chance to really do something crazy as a 19-year-old. So it's been cool. And, you know, bright guy. You know, we both work well together.
Who's smarter?
Smarter?
We've always both gotten pretty good grades. Smarter?
Like school smart?
School smart might be you.
Yeah, probably me.
If we took an ACT test right now.
Yeah, I'd probably get a better ACT.
But I've always been...
You know, street smart. I mean, I think we both...
Yeah, we're both
savvy enough.
Is there like extra chemistry on the field as a receiver and quarterback when it's your brother?
I feel like so. Yeah. I feel it. Like yesterday...
You ever get on him, you're like, dude, give me a good ball, man. Come on.
He's going to come at me like that.
Not too much. We're always pushing each other, but I mean, no, we had a nice little dig yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday we had a dig. I threw it like two windows before. You know what
some
I'm talking
timing.
About.
Yeah.
He was coming at like 16 yards, and I threw it two windows before, and this man went screaming across the field, caught it, almost scored. But it was a big explosive. But yeah, no, it's cool to. We definitely there is something there. I truly feel like whenever I see, you know, a brother duo or something like that.
There's extra level chemistry. Of connection.
Yeah, there's just a little extra chemistry.
How excited was your family when you decided to?
You
want to
talk about dad? I mean, mom too. Obviously,
they were both just so excited. Like, obviously. I think they started to feel it, like, coming that I would probably come here once, you know, I got offered in going into my junior year of summer, I came to camp here and they offered me, and then middle of my junior year football season, I came, it was actually the whiteout game, I committed here. That was a Michigan game, actually, the one you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, because you,
oh, really?
So he was,
that was
you weren't going to commit if you lost.
I was like, kind of, I was like, I told my parents,
you're
I was like,
all
I, wanna,
that?
I wanted to.
He was like,
it's
well,
fake.
You can tell.
I wanted to commit that weekend, but I was like, "What? Like, mom and dad, like, what happens if they lose? Like, I don't want to.
That would be such a
weird.
And they ended up winning. He was talking about it was just one of the best games he's been a part of. And I mean, I had our whole family was up, aunts, uncles, cousins, and we went into Franklin's office. And
yeah,
I remember I saw the picture. You were in the picture too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. KJ was in it too.
KJ's like our glorified cousin or brother, whichever you want. But I mean, my parents were both just so happy, and even like they knew it was coming, and even once that moment actually was there, they both broke down. Even Coach Franklin, which he broke down a little bit because he said
that's such a cool thing.
It was a cool moment. It was something I'll never forget, for sure. Yeah, it was fun.
That's fire, man. That's such a cool thing. Just like I said, I just think about like if I had the chance to play with my brother, that would have been that's what so many people want to do, right?
World, right? Yeah. I mean, because it's just so rare. It's just, I mean, for you to, I mean, we both won state in high school. We both were like, you know, all American players. And then just, I mean, like we talked about it. My dad, I mean, he goes to the games. He doesn't sit down. He walks the whole place.
Anxiety. Like
that should be like a game. If you find John Clifford walking around,
you
win something because that man is moving.
We need to get someone to follow him around the camera.
That would be crazy content.
Yeah.
That would be crazy content. Brad could do it.
Just follow him around. I love it. I remember being at when I was at Arizona State coaching. I remember watching his film because you were in high school then, and I remember our like receivers coach and people talking about him, and I was like, we're wasting our time. We're not going to get Liam Clifford at ASU. He's going to Penn State.
Arizona State.
ASU's going to come in and steal you.
That would have been a crazy steal. What a recruiting pitch. I don't know what you would have been able to say.
Yeah. No, well, Sean, I got a couple more questions for you. I don't want to kick you out of the pod, you can.
Thanks for joining for a second.
Yeah. I'll
make
transition
this look like
this
it's
Adam
not,
Liam
yeah,
time.
Something crazy.
Let's give him the boot. It was like, we're moving on, man.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Get this guy out of here. I ask people sometimes because I think it shows who you are a little more than people know. What's the first 30 minutes of your morning? Every morning, like, what do you do every morning?
It's like, I mean, it's get up and go.
You just roll.
Yeah, I'm rolling.
You're not like looking at your phone.
I mean, now I'm looking at my phone a little bit just because I got to pick up some calls, but I mean. I schedule my week out.
Yeah.
And honestly, lately it's been like 2 weeks out or three.
Yeah.
Because I'll, you know, I'll have calls with a couple businesses or whoever I'm dealing with, and like my days are just so busy throughout the whole day. So I rarely can fit somebody in like for a quick 30-minute hour.
Awesome,
this I can fit in for sure. This is worth it. But it's hard to fit stuff in nowadays. At least during the day, you know, business hours, especially then too with football, because you know that's taken up. Yeah,
most
practice,
time,
and you know I'm getting there at what 1 o'clock, that's the thing, you know, when I get to the facility, whether it be noon, 1 o'clock, whatever it is, it's like it's work. Like I'm working.
Yeah.
Because I know that, you know, if I'm gonna put time allocated to my business, then when it's
there.
Football, it's football, and there's nothing else in the world that matters. So that's been a big thing for me as well, just making sure that I'm doing.
Yeah.
My due diligence of making sure that when I'm in the building, it's all about the team and growing and everything.
Yeah.
And it's been great so far.
Yeah.
So but my first 30 minutes, it's usually a cup of coffee and we're going.
I was going to ask, you're a caffeine guy?
I'm a coffee guy.
Yeah, me too.
Big coffee guy. I like iced coffee.
I had
too.
One right before we went.
My girlfriend put me on to maybe Dunkin'.
Yeah.
Hey,
no, don't do it.
maybe we got a partnership here.
A
I'm there
deal.
Every morning.
Dude,
I'm just saying.
I just thought of something I wanted to ask you before I get to the personal questions. But what do you want to do after football's over? Like, what's the well, first of all, NFL, obviously.
Yeah,
like,
obviously,
you're gonna play a long time in the league. You have Limitless. You're gonna coach. You're gonna do media. Like, what's
there's
all?
There's just
your,
so much. Yeah. I just love so. I mean, I just have so many passions in this life. It's crazy because you know I always thought, you know, I wanted to you know make it in the league and then you play and then you're making all this money and doing all this stuff, but I'm starting to realize that time is so much more valuable than money.
Mm-hmm.
Like the experiences and
do what you want to do.
And living life the way you want because we only have a finite amount of time.
Yeah,
like there's endless. I mean, you keep printing money all day long, but. Like time and the being with the people that you love and doing the things that you enjoy, that's what really matters. And I'm really starting to realize this now.
Mm-hmm.
I did early. I have no regrets at Penn State. You know, that's one of the things that I took to heart when guys like you I remember Andrew Nelson. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Great dude.
Big Nelly.
Yeah.
He came in and he was talking to the team. It was the freshman. And one of the things he said off the rip was just don't have any regrets. And everybody, you know, I always heard it coming back.
Yeah.
Everyone said like, oh, I regret, I didn't do this. I have no regrets. I truly don't because I went all in from the jump on everything that I did. And that would be like my advice to young players is do, especially with, you know, NIL and everyone's allowing everybody to be creative now. Just do what you want to do, man. Because it's too short of a life just to live by the social norms.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to do something, you know, in theater, go do something in theater. If you want to do something in band, do something in band. If you want to do sports, do sports.
If you want to start a business, start a business.
If you want to start a business, then start a business or join up with Limitless NIL.
Or just join it.
But no, it's 100%. I don't even remember what the question was. I was
just me neither. We're just chatting at this point. I had to throw it in there because I knew I wanted to ask you that because I feel like it's such an you could do so many different things.
I mean, in the future, I don't even know. I doing the startup, I do.
Yeah.
I mean,
hopefully
I didn't even know about venture capital
life.
Before VC. I think that's a cool avenue to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have money for it, but
I
the startup business, like getting involved,
so many Penn State connections,
the business plans and all that. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a business major, but I'm just really enjoying. I wish I did now. But I mean, you could learn anything off YouTube now.
For sure. Yeah,
so
not
count myself out of anything.
I think we got people waiting to play games, so I'm a couple more, right?
They're trying to get on this pool
they're trying
table.
To get us out of here. We got security, Liam, over there.
Yeah, and now we got Brad.
Brad's not messing around. What's the best piece of advice anyone's ever told you?
Probably just the regrets.
Don't have regrets.
Yeah, the no regrets and do what you want to do because.
Yeah.
That's kind of been my MO for a while, and you know, it was tough early. You know, when you're younger, you know, you want to fit in, you want to do this, but truly, I mean, there's just so much you can do in life.
Yeah.
So there's no reason not to not to enjoy it. So that would probably be the biggest one. Yeah.
No, it's a good one. It's a good one because, you know, you just can't.
It's cliche.
You can't be looking back.
But it's cliche, but then no one ever does it.
Yeah, like, it's
no,
true.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, everyone says it never does
like,
it.
Like cliche things are usually things that people are always doing. But like,
yeah.
I mean, more people need to do that. For sure. But I mean, this generation is, I'm happy with this new generation of just like going out. I mean, I'm seeing everything and everything coming out nowadays. So it's cool. Yeah.
No, that's dope. Yeah. What is, you know, I think I've noticed like through some of the people I've talked to too, like anyone who reaches a high level of success, like you've reached, like there's some kind of external motivation. Like it's not, you know, what's your why? Like, what's the reason that you wake up and grind every day? Like there's gotta be some like, motivating factor that like you just that you do what you do.
Yeah, that's a question that we ask in the facility.
You know,
we have our core values, right? Positive attitude, great work ethic,
compete in everything you do, muscular sacrifice.
You still
do
the quote on the
wall.
Mind.
You still have to read the quote.
Big quote on your wall. Yes. Yeah. The quote by, the and then whoever.
You still do Ultimate Teammate?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
All that is still the same. 100%. But yeah, well, that's one of the questions that'll come up is what's your why?
Yeah.
And, I mean, first and foremost, it goes back to my family, and really like it's Liam as well because I've always, when I was like being the older brother, I always wanted to set the example. Like I never wanted to be the guy that you know he couldn't be proud of. So like that is my why. Like number one. Now Liam obviously is taking care of himself.
Yeah, he's his own dude now.
Yeah, but
alpha
like
dog
that, when I was younger, like you know senior in high school.
Yeah.
I was trying to set the example for us, you know, and moving forward. And then he took it and ran with it in his own way. Now he's doing, you know, what he does. But so that was like number one. And then just like, I guess number two is just the passion for the game.
Yeah.
I truly love football.
Yeah.
Been in it for a long time now. And, you know, it's changed. It's changed since the minute I started, you know, playing flag in what, first grade or whatever it was to now. You know, there's a lot more X's and O's and there's a lot more... you know, business involved and all this stuff, but but it definitely like for the root of the game itself, like when I go out there and play every day, like I just have a blast.
Yeah.
Like it's just like nowhere I'd rather be in the world.
Yeah.
So those two, you know, family, you know, the people that I love, you know, my parents, my brother, you know, my close family and then like my girl. And then I would say,
Just
the love of the game.
Yeah,
like those two are my why.
That's sweet. Well, I'm excited to see you guys a little action tomorrow at practice.
Yeah,
I'm gonna come by.
We gotta get one.
I'm gonna be chirping you two on the sideline.
I don't think we've gotten a tug this spring.
I think it may happen tomorrow. Tomorrow night's practice.
Tomorrow night is
I'm gonna get it on video.
We gotta get it on video. Yeah.
Anything else you wanna hit on or plug or I mean you know any brands we gotta plug?
I already plugged your Kick the Sheets movement. Don't worry,
we plugged everything we have to.
I think everything's
but,
plugged.
But we're gonna have to do. I'll come back during the season. We'll have to do a little bi-week interview or
something up for sure. You might have to come on the Limitless Pod.
Yeah, I'd love to come
that
on.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah,
I'd love to. That would be great. Huh?
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow night at some point.
See that's my businessman right there. He's trying to make. We'll talk.
We'll figure it out. Well, I'd love to, but no, man. I appreciate you doing this.
Yeah,
I know this has been a while. I know everyone in the world wants you on their podcast. So seriously, I mean, after the news broke, you've been on everything.
Yeah,
you know,
it's been cool.
Paul
it's been,
Feinbaum.
It's been a crazy. It's been a crazy
Sports
week.
Center had you. I got the ESPN alert on my phone.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. I did too. I was like, oh, that's cool.
Sweet, man.
But yeah, no, it's been.
I appreciate it, bro. I appreciate it.
Shout out Limitless NIL. Shout out Limitless NIL podcast. Go there. It's on Spotify, YouTube, you name it. We got it. Go check it out.
My prior experience, I worked at Cuts Clothing. I'm literally dripped in all Cuts.
Can I get a...
I hooked up.
We have to talk, actually. Did you guys make your shirt smaller? As of like 2 years ago?
I mean, I just started working with them in August,
okay,
so I don't really
know. I talked to someone in drugs, and they don't fit me anymore.
Oh, really?
They were bigger before, and then, for something changed, and the XXLs, are super tight on me now. I'm also, I can probably lose a few pounds.
Yeah. You're a XXXL now.
No, dude. Oh, me and Cuts.
I was about to say.
Through my experience with that, Sean, started, following me and stuff, and then brought this opportunity, and, it's been, like, a dream of mine to, eventually I wanted to, my 5-year plan.
Yeah,
I can show you take that, but, my 5-year plan was, to, you know, work for Cuts for a couple of years, network within the sports industry, and then start my own marketing agency. 5 years earlier, Sean comes to me, texts me. I'm like, holy fuck, I guess I'm doing shit right. I say quarterback Sean Clifford's reaching out to me. And then, you know, ever since then.
You just reached out. That's,
he literally reached out.
I just hit him up. I got his number, and it was just like, hey, like, I just have something for you. And he thought I was just doing something like bullshit.
No. I thought it was going to help market the Clifford Bros training app. In my head, I'm like, all right, they're going
to
want me to, like,
and I laid out the concept to him, and literally he goes, he's sitting there, and he's like, dude, this is the best idea.
And then, as he probably told you, I started kicking the sheets. That's where, you know, it rooted from. Because then I was getting up at 5 a.m. I was working out from like 5:30, 7:30. You know, get my breakfast. I would come here. We do fucking yoga in the room over here at 8:15. Then we go back and just kind of just like shoot the shit, brainstorm some like ideas for the agency. And then, you know, I'm big. You know, I put like everything that I'm doing like out on social media. Yeah. This though, I was keeping on the back burner. Yeah. And like,
you,
oh my god, I wanted to like put it out.
You really was freaking out.
Shoving at the bit.
Yeah, and then, you know, finally came out, and you know, now we're like rocking and rolling. It's, you know, crazy to see, you know, from January to now, and the buzz and everything. It's like, we're in it. Like, it is on.
So you guys are waiting for Monday the whole time, right? For
Monday. Oh, yeah. I feel like I kept asking, when's the launch?
I kind of wanted to jump in and break it before a Bama article came out after you DM'd me. Sources are telling me.
Yeah, sources say that.
My source is Sean Clifford.
It was crazy, but
now we're here.
Now we're rolling.
And now it's Thursday night, and I'm gonna go put down all the brands and their content.
Right,
no, it's like a spark. No, it's a sparkling water.
Listen, we're
sparkling water. For me.
Little ad.
Show off the brand, maybe sponsorship.
I don't know, whatever brand.
Whatever that is.
Roots Natural Kitchen. Here we go.
The pitch you just gave, we may need to make a little video of it for you guys to use. I'm like, just waiting on the brand to launch. It was good.
Fuck yeah. Let's go. I'm glad.
Appreciate you guys tuning into that episode of Brenneman Shows Up with Penn State quarterback Sean Clifford. Got to talk to Sean at his apartment here in State College about a lot of things that you probably haven't heard him talk about before. His new business, what he's looking forward to this coming season, his life on and off the field. It was a really cool conversation. Appreciate Sean for doing it. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, TikTok, subscribe on YouTube. We got a lot of cool stuff coming your way.